KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
And the rebound brought down by Dylan Mayfield, who had excellent defensive pressure that time to contest the shot. Rojas brings it into the front court on the left wing. Keeps it outside the arch, looks for the cutter. There's Boss, sneaks in and gets his first bucket of the ball game.
Tonight, it's a Central Nebraska battle in Minden as the Whippets welcome in the Wood River Eagles.
High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Jamie Kissinger lobs the ball into Taylor Kissinger. She drives and puts up a 15-footer. Good! Taylor Kissinger hits a 15-footer from just to the left of the circle. Taylor Kissinger will force an overtime.
Tonight's girls game features the final game of the regular season for the Lady Whippets, who are one win away from running the table in the regular season. Tonight's boys matchup will be two teams looking for momentum heading into the final week of the season. It's the Eagles and Whippets coming up next, but first, a New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda live from CL Jones Gymnasium in Minden right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden. Along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, ready for tonight's basketball doubleheader between the Minden Whippets and the Wood River Eagles. Glad to have you along with us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. This is the final week of doubleheaders in Classes C and D because girls' sub-districts begin on Monday night with play-in games, and that's when Wood River will play. For Minden, they will play in the semifinals of their sub-district at Kearney High on Tuesday. We'll have that here for you on Classic Hits. We're looking forward to some good basketball over the next couple of weeks getting ready for the state tournament. Bottom line is the Minden girls are the best team in the area. They are one of the best teams in the state. They are 21-0. They've had one close game this year, as you heard there in the open, when they beat Hastings St. Cecilia. Outside of that, their closest game has been a 16-point contest. Everyone all year has been pointing towards their matchup with Kearney Catholic, and that could happen 1 week from tonight in the sub-district final at Kearney High if Kearney Catholic can get by Centura, and that will be on Tuesday. Our boys' game tonight, Minden is a basketball team that has been up and down, kind of like the Wood River girls. Wood River girls probably could have at least five more wins. They've lost some overtime games. They're coming off a big lead that they let get away against Grand Island Central Catholic on Tuesday. So the bottom line, as it is with every team that plays Minden, is taking care of the basketball. What Minden does offensively, they're going to do. Nobody's been able to stop them. Even the St. Cecilia overtime game, they get into the 60s. So you have to just try and take care of the ball. Don't give Minden easy layups, and don't let the game get out of control early on. If you're Minden, you want to stay sharp, and they've been able to do that. When you keep blowing teams out, sometimes you can lose your focus. But now we're a week away from the postseason, what they have been pointing towards all season long. Minden has made it to state. They just haven't had the success at state. And the key cog is the addition of the freshman, Taylor Kissinger, with her senior sisters, Brooke and Jamie. And this is a very solid basketball team. All three of the Kissingers, Division I, of course, Brooke and Jamie going to San Diego and Illinois. And Taylor, well, she'll get a couple of years to decide where she wants to play her basketball. Then you look at the other two starters. Rebecca Stewart, a sophomore, who could at one point be a Division I talent. Allie Rouse, probably going to take the volleyball route. She's just a junior. She gets in the starting lineup as well. So they could potentially have five Division I athletes on the floor at the same time tonight. Name me the last high school to do that. You can give me Class A if you want. It's here at Minden in C1. We'll take a break, look at the starting lineups right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
If you're a grower looking for big yield, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at State.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small, or if the curtains were old, or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now, you care more about things like square footage, and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
And welcome back to CL Jones Gymnasium here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Don't forget, we've also got basketball action on 1230 KHAS as Hastings High is taking on Waverly. All of our high school games are live on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. You can also pick up the podcast of basketball games. You can also check out photographs of a variety of our games. It's all free, all there for you to download and use as you wish. At PlatteRiverPreps.com. On ESPN 1460 and 1550 tonight, Creighton basketball. The Blue Jays are taking on Butler in a Big East battle that is just underway. Here, though, it's time for our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank, the better bank, Kearney. For Wood River, number 10, is a 5'3 senior, Kelsey Baugh. Number 12 is a 5'6 senior, Alexis Burkhart. Number 24 is a 5'9 senior, Julia Rojas. Number 32 is a 5'6 junior, Maddie Luer. And number 44 is a 5'9 freshman, Sam Luer. The head coach of the Eagles is Darren Parlett, assisted by Heather Ludwig and Keo Zerke. They are 7-13. For Minden, number 20 is a 5'6 junior, Allie Rouse. Number 22, 5'8" senior, Brooke Kissinger. Number 24, 5'11 freshman, Taylor Kissinger. Number 40, 5'9 senior, Jamie Kissinger. And number 45, 5'10 sophomore, Rebecca Stewart. The head coach of the Minden Whippets is Rick Cremosta, assisted by Don Miller, Greg Satorius, and they are a perfect 21-0, ranked number one in C1 and number six in the all-class top 10 in the Omaha World Herald. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Back with more after this.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
It is a busy week of sports on our network of stations. Tomorrow night here on Classic Hits, it will be a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader as Pleasanton welcomes in Loomis for that annual rivalry renewal. Also, Kearney High will travel to Lincoln Southwest tomorrow on ESPN 1460 at 5:45. Saturday, it's the Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island. We will have the first five games starting at 9 a.m. on ESPN 1460. And 1550, the final three games of the evening, which includes Central Catholic Southern Valley, Kearney High Norfolk, and Omaha Central Denver East, right here on Classic Hits 98.9. Also, district wrestling this weekend. Saturday afternoon, it's the finals of the D3 at Amherst, starting at about 2. And Sunday afternoon, our annual wrestling rally here on Classic Hits at 3 o'clock. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back with the start of tonight's doubleheader between Minden and Wood River right after this on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Wood River.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Taylor Kissinger will win the tip, and a three-pointer 4 seconds later is up and in for Taylor Kissinger, and Minden wastes no time drawing first blood here this evening at home. They are a three-point shooting team. They are a quick team. They are a man-to-man defensive team. And Alexis Burkhardt has it the right-hand corner working on Rouse, and then she tries to throw it to Baugh and throws it into the stands. And that'll be the key tonight. There's an unforced error. Baugh's open, but it's a long pass all the way to the other side of the court. Just had a little too much juice on it, and out of bounds it goes. So Brooke Kissinger runs the point. She'll bring it up on Baugh. Crossover dribble to Jamie. Jamie at the top of the circle works on Burkhardt. Comes down the right side of the lane, and her layup is good. 5-0. Minden scoring on their first two possessions, and Baugh brings the ball up the floor quickly, coast to coast. Stewart had to foul her. She got by a Rouse. Stewart tried to come over and help and committed the personal foul. So free throws coming up, and that's what Wood River's got to do. Get the head down and go. And Baugh will go to the line to shoot two. Kelsey, the 5'3 senior, puts the first free throw up, and it's off the front of the rim, no good. Wood River does play again tomorrow night against Donovan Trumbull. For Minden, this is their final girls game of the season. Second free throw on the way by Baugh, and that's too strong. And the rebound comes down to Brooke Kissinger. Brooke surveys the floor, brings it to the right side of the key, into the double team, steps through, throws up an off-balance shot, no good. Stewart with the rebound, puts it back up, no good. Ball comes out near midcourt. It'll be grabbed by Burkhardt, and Wood River will have the basketball. Bounce pass inside. Tried to get it to Rojas. It bounces off a knee, and it's turned over. And here comes Kissinger up the floor for Minden. Kicks it into the corner. Rouse down to the low block. Stewart, turnaround jumper on the double team. She's going to be fouled, and Stewart will go to the line. Minden moves the ball so quickly. Hard to keep up no matter what you're playing, zone or man-to-man. And the foul going to be called on Burkhardt, the first on Wood River. Rebecca Stewart, the 5'10 sophomore, puts it up and in. 6-0 Minden, 6:47 to go here in the first quarter of play. Second free throw on the way, and Stewart has that one rattle around and back in. So three different players have scored here, and it's 7-0 in favor of the Whippets. They put pressure out of the backcourt. Burkhardt picked the dribble up, and a timeout. They're going to go ahead and use a quick one here for Wood River, brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. 6:42 to go in the first quarter. Minden 7, Wood River nothing.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
Welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium at the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Doug Duda with you here as Minden has jumped out to a 7-0 lead over Wood River in our girls game. And it'll be Wood River basketball at midcourt. Maddie Luehr will throw it into the backcourt. Get it in the hands of Baugh, working on Brooke Kissinger. That's another thing. All of the girls have grown a little bit, too. Even though they're guards, they're pretty tall and a taller team all around here. As Luehr tries a three, Taylor Kissinger got a hand on it, blocks the shot, and on the loose ball, a jump ball. The arrow will point the way of Wood River. So the Eagles will get it underneath their own hoop, and Baugh will throw it in. Box the lane. Go with up and down screens. trying to go backside for Lure. She's double teamed. They go to the outlet. Taylor Kissinger tipped it away. Taylor Kissinger made the steal. One on one the other way. And she missed the layup. Well defended in there by Alexis Burkhart. Made her take a tough shot. And the rebound comes down to Maddie Lure. Lure will bring it into the front court here. The junior working on Jamie Kissinger and throws it behind Baugh and out of bounds. The fourth turnover for Wood River. So Minden will get the ball right back. With 6:10 to go here in the first quarter. 7-0 Whippets. High post, right elbow Stewart. Lobs it off a couple of screens over here to Brooke Kissinger. Works away with the dribble right side. Takes an extra step. Scoop shot, no good. Rebound Stewart. Put it back up, no good. And the rebound brought down by Julia Rojas. Rojas gets it up to Kelsey Baugh. Baugh into the front court. Good bounce pass. Burkhart attacks the lane and puts it up and scores. Burkhart comes off the left wing to get the first points for Wood River. Brooke Kissinger tipped away from behind as she attacks the hoop. And the ball is loose on the floor. Still loose and finally picked up by Baugh. Burkhart created the turnover. Baugh coast to coast tries to get a shot away and it's going to be knocked out of her hands. Two on two, Jamie Kissinger and Stewart. Jamie takes it in with a left-hand runner and scores. So the teams exchange turnovers and it ended up being an advantage there for Wood River as Kissinger gets her second bucket, 9-2. Minden with the lead, 5:10 to go here in the first quarter. Baugh brings it across the timeline, throws over the double team to Lure. Everybody up high post here. Lure decides to drive Maddie in the paint over Stewart, comes up short. Rebound Rojas. Rojas fouled. Looks like that'll be on Allie Rouse. That'll be the first on Rouse and the second on Minden. Two free throws coming up for Rojas. Julia, 5'9 senior. Four seniors on this ball club. Madison DeVore, though, has been out with injury, so three suited here lately. And the free throw no good. Minden's missed three free throws already. Checking into the ball game, Jenna Tenney for Minden. And for Wood River, here's Jessica Rauert. 5 minutes to go. First quarter, 9-2 Minden. Second free throw, Rojas is right through there. Julia with her first point, 9-3. And here comes Minden. Outlet pass to Rouse on the right wing. Allie holds the ball, tries to get it to Taylor Kissinger into the corner, throws underneath. Great pass to Jamie Kissinger, backside. She's open. She scores. 6 points. That's a tough, tough pass that Taylor just threw in there. And it's 11-3. Burkhart coast to coast. Her running layup, no good. Rebound brought down by Rojas. Shot blocked out of there by Jamie Kissinger. Wood River picks it up, then tries to get it inside and loses the basketball. Fast break again. They'll kick it out. Brooke Kissinger thinking about a step back long three. It's on the way. No good off the front of the rim. And the rebound brought down by Rojas. Minden needs about a 12-second shot clock. That's about all the time they have to hold on to the ball before they get a good look at a shot. With it is Rauert. Out to Burkhart. Drops it near midcourt. Needs some help. Bounce passes loose, but it ends up in the hands of Sam Lure, who lost her defender. Kicks it to Rauert. 14-footer is good. Jessica hits her first shot of the ball game, 11-5 in favor of Minden. Again, fast break up to Denny. She'll try a 16-footer and hit it. Jenna Denny with the nice follow-through hits her first shot, and the teams exchange buckets 13-5. Burkhart trying to stay out of that double team, makes the long pass, and it goes into the scorer's table. So this is what Minden does to a lot of basketball teams. And again, remember, this is a Wood River team that has 7 wins. And I know Coach Parlin would like to think that they could have 4 or 5 more with the overtime losses and close losses that they've had. As we come back to action, Woodward has checked in. She'll take a shot of the baseline. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Sam Lure, who gives it off to Baugh into the front court, over to Rauert on the right side. Up top, they'll go to Burkhart. Well, Wood River knows what they want to do. They have turned it over a few times, but they're getting the ball up the floor. They're trying to avoid the double teams. They're getting some shots. Kissinger went for the steal, didn't get it, so Baugh drives right side off the glass and scores. Kelsey Baugh cuts it to 13-7. Baseball pass to Taylor Kissinger. She catches and scores. Great catch. Most athletes would not have been able to get that shot up. She had about a half step of room to work with underneath the backboard and found a way to score 15-7. Now Baugh being pestered in the backcourt, needs some help. There's no help. The pass is going to be stolen away. We've got a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Minden. That'll be the 8th turnover for Wood River. Wood River has to be careful when they pick up the dribble. Sometimes they just pick that dribble up to look for a teammate, which is when Minden really jumps on you. Brooke Kissinger on the inbounds. Comes to the left side, gives it off to Taylor. Taylor off the pick, comes to the free throw line. Her high arcing jumper is through there. And Minden makes a lot of shots. It doesn't matter if they're 4 feet away or if they're 15 feet away. As Bob brings it up the floor, and a foul will be called here on Brooke Kissinger. For Brooke, that will be her first personal foul. Third team foul. Ba ended up on the floor. That's why the whistle had to be blown. And Wood River, not very deep bench. So far, Rowert, the only sub, gets it into Ba, guarded by Woodward. Addie crossover, makes her give it up to Burkhart. 17-7, Minden, 2:20 to go here in the first quarter of play, and an up-tempo first 6 minutes. Rowert between the circles, now dribbles to the right elbow. Down the lane to the baseline, cut off by Taylor Kissinger. Needs some help in the post. Nobody came down like they were supposed to, and her outlet pass is deflected away. The paint was wide open, and nobody cut in there for Wood River. And Rojas will check out. Maddie Luehr back in. And that's about the rotation you're going to see. Six, maybe seven for Coach Parlin. Inbounds pass to Burkhart. Up top to Sam Luehr. Over to Ba. Skip pass over to Burkhart on the right side of the key. Holds the ball and waits for Rowert to come through. Wood River doing a good job moving without the ball right now as Luehr drives, kicks it out to Ba. Kelsey for the three. It's off the mark, no good. Ball is still loose on the floor, and Stewart will pick up her third rebound. Outlet pass to Kissinger. Jamie brings it to the left wing, outside the arc, to the trailer Brooke, to the right side Taylor. Her three-pointer on the way. It is short. Rebound comes down to Rowert, and Jess immediately gets it into the hands of the point guard, Kelsey Ba. Into the front court, gives it to Luehr. Maddie working on Kissinger, looks for the pick, now takes a 16-footer. It's too strong. And the rebound brought down by Taylor Kissinger. Outlet pass. Good one to Stewart. It's loose. She'll save it in. Scramble for the basketball. It's going to end up going out of bounds to Wood River. That'll be the second Minden turnover. And here comes Rouse back in and Rojas back in for their respective teams. 1:11 to go here in the first quarter. 17-7 in favor of Minden. And the pace of the game could mean that these girls are ready for the quarter break. Catch their breath. Inbounds pass into the front court. Burkhart off of the left wing. Here is Luehr. She comes towards the hoop. Just going to have her shot deflected out of bounds by Rebecca Stewart. And Wood River will take it out underneath their own hoop. Once again, they'll box the lane. And Ba waiting for somebody to move. I don't think they were ready for the inbound, so she'll just toss it out to Burkhart. Burkhart, couple of dribbles, stays between the circles, picks the dribble up, bounce pass to Ba. Didn't handle it. The ball's loose. Ba gets it back. Tries to shuffle it over to Luehr, but it's picked off by Jamie Kissinger. 4-on-2. That means a three-pointer for Brooke, and it's good. Brooke Kissinger hits her first bucket of the basketball game, and it's 20-7. Minden. Wood River breaks the press, but Rowert's not looking. Behind her, Luehr will pick it up, try to put it inside, and Rouse kicked the basketball. You can tell Wood River's tired already here in this first quarter, without being able to sub much and sprinting up and down the floor basically the entire 8 minutes. Let's see if they can get another bucket here to end the quarter. Ba to throw it in. Lobs it out top to Burkhart. She'll get rid of it immediately to Maddie Luehr. Over to Rowert. Dribbles into the double team. Her pass is stolen away. Here comes Kissinger. 2-on-2. Jamie to Brooke. Back to Jamie. Layup good. They've done that a few times. Jamie now with 8 points. And it's 22-7. That is 7 in a row here for Minden as they try to get it to Rojas, and Rouse will deflect it out of bounds with 11 seconds to go in the quarter. In is Sam Luehr. Out is Alexis Burkhart as Wood River will take it out on their baseline deep in the corner. Here comes Denny in, and now also for Minden, it's Emily Malcolm. That'll give a couple of the starters just an extra second to catch a breather here between quarters. So we're ready to throw it in for Wood River. Deep right-hand corner. Ba. Kelsey. Oh, she well overthrows Rojas, who doesn't chase it down. It's run down to the backcourt, and Rowert gets it. 8 seconds to go to Luehr. Luehr into the front court to Ba. Ba will pull up from 16. Has it blocked from behind. Wood River wanted a foul. Didn't get it. Rouse is able to swat that out of bounds. Still 2 seconds to go, so Wood River can still inbound it and take a shot here. They'll get it into the corner to Lure, who does not know how much time is left, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. Minden 22, Wood River 7. You're listening to high school basketball on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Doug Duda, Grant Sparks back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth as we are ready to get the second quarter underway. Minden with the last 7 points of the quarter. And the Whippets lead Wood River 22-7. It'll be Wood River basketball to start the second quarter of play. And Lure will throw it into Burkhart. 10 turnovers in that first quarter for Wood River, 2 for Minden as they try to lob it down to Lure and over the head of Sam. Out of bounds. About half the turnovers have kind of been that way too. Turnovers that are really unforced. That pass was not that close to Lure, and they've had 3 or 4 of those trying to throw over the top. Now down low, Taylor Kissinger missed the left-handed layup on the entry pass from Stewart, and the rebound brought down by Burkhart. That's a rare miss for Minden. Baugh in the front court gets it to Lure. She attacks Stewart, puts the off-balance jumper up. No good. Ball goes off of Minden and out of bounds. Jamie Kissinger trying to grab it and head up the floor, but just never got the handle on it. 8 points for Jamie, 7 for Taylor. Leads the way for Minden. Nobody with more than one bucket here for Wood River. And it's Wood River basketball. They'll throw it to midcourt, and Alexis Burkhart will grab the basketball. Working against the man-to-man of Brooke Kissinger. Still out in the center circle, looking for the pick from Baugh. Gets it, but they don't do anything with it. And Brooke Kissinger just takes the ball away, goes in, and is fouled by Baugh. 2 free throws coming up. Kelsey with her first personal foul. And Brooke, who hit a 3-pointer, will go to the line. 2 of 4 from beyond the arc in the first quarter there for Minden. Wood River missed their only attempt. Rebounds, Wood River had 8, and Minden had 5. And the first free throw by Brooke Kissinger is no good. Senior night here. Hard to believe that Brooke and Jamie have rattled through this time so quickly. And they are the only 2 seniors on this Minden team. Second free throw up, and it is in. So these guys will lose 2 Division I guards next year, but probably still going to be pretty darn good. They break the press. Wood River does up to Lure. Maddie pulls up. She'll take a 12-footer. Closing in and blocking the shot is Jamie Kissinger. Ball falls into the hands of the Eagles, and a foul called will send Sam Lure to the line. Looking for her first points of the evening. The foul will be called on Brooke Kissinger, her second. And the 14th foul on Minden. The freshman Sam Lure puts it up, and it is good. And we've got our first point of the second quarter for Wood River. 23-8. Second free throw is on the way, and it is good. So Sam hits them both, and that'll make it 23-9. Quickly up the floor, Jenna Denny takes the pass to the trailer, Jamie Kissinger. She'll fire a 3. It's off the heel, no good. Rebound to Taylor Kissinger. Takes a shot in traffic, no good. Stewart gets it, and she'll score. The third try, Rebecca Stewart able to do the damage, and it's 25-9. Stewart now with 4 points, and Wood River trying to break the press over. Throws, and out of bounds it goes. And a timeout will be called here by Wood River. Brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. 6:45 to go in the first half. It is Minden 25, Wood River 9.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions.
Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at State.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Doug Duda with you on this Thursday night from C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden. Want to say a big thank you to Athletic Director Phil Hoyt and all the fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops. Minden basketball, they set a play up off the pick, Stewart to Taylor Kissinger, and that left-hand layup rolls off the rim, no good. So missed a couple there, and Minden will settle back on defense after the Sam Lohr rebound. And Wood River trying to get it into Lohr on the low post. It's going to be taken away. Fast break the other way. Kissinger again tries the layup, and this time it's good. 9 points now for Taylor, and it is an 18-point lead at 27-9. Wood River brings it across the timeline. Picking up her dribble, Kelsey Ball looking for someone to throw it to. It's loose. It's a jump ball. It's Minden on the alternating possession arrow. So as we said in the pregame, and as it is with many of the teams that Minden has faced this year, it's all about the turnovers. And so far, Wood River has committed 15 of them. We'll talk more about this team at halftime, preview the boys' game. Here's a step-back three, Jamie Kissinger, and it's good. Nothing you can do about that if you're Wood River. That's just a good set play off the screen. Step-back three, top of the key, and Kissinger Jamie now with 11. Baugh again, one step across the timeline, picks the dribble up, and Wood River has got to quit doing that. And Coach Darren Parlin is preaching that, as he just told him. That's something we continue to do, and they had to call a timeout. It's a full-length timeout. Wood River only has two remaining. 5:41 to go in our first half. 30-9, Minden. We'll be right back.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now you care more about things like square footage and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
And we're back in action here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium. Wood River out of the timeout will inbound the ball, get it into the hands of Maddie Lohr, and as she attacks left side, a foul going to be called, and that's on Taylor Kissinger, her first. And at the line to shoot two will be Lohr. Maddie will get her first point of the basketball game as the free throw is up and in. Second free throw coming up. Doesn't waste much time. That's a little strong, and the ball comes into the hands of Jamie Kissinger. Outlet pass to Woodward. She'll hit the trailer. Stewart on the box right side. No good. Rebound brought down by Sam Lohr, her third. Into the hands of Alexis Burkhart. Across the timeline, picked up there by Brooke Kissinger in the Minden man-to-man. Off the pick, stops and has to kick it back out to Lohr. Maddie dribbling to the left wing. Stops and goes back out top to Emily Loy, who checked in during the timeout. Knocked out of her hands by Woodward, and the steal is made. Up ahead to Taylor Kissinger, who finds Stewart with a great pass and another layup. She knew that Stewart was coming down the floor, and when the ball got knocked away, it did not deter her memory. She grabbed it and knew where Stewart was going to be and fired it there. And now a steal on the inbounds, and Brooke Kissinger's 10-footer comes up short, no good. And the rebound brought down by Sam Lohr. And then her pass is taken away again by Brooke Kissinger to Jamie. Top of the key, three is good. And the turnovers now starting to pile up into points. They only put a two on the board. That was clearly a three, but I guess that's all they're going to put as Lohr comes to the other end. Shot no good. Rojas, the offensive rebound, back up and in. Julia Rojas, five rebounds, gets her first bucket. 34-12. Here's a three from Taylor Kissinger. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Jamie. Gives it off to Woodward, and her shot is up and in. And the Minden offense is clicking along. 36-12. And another steal, trying to throw it into the paint to Lure. Picked off there. Up ahead to Kissinger. Jamie underneath to Stewart. Stewart partially blocked. Got it back up and in, and a foul to go along with it. And the Eagles are simply gassed. Simply gassed as Rebecca Stewart will have a chance at a three-point play. She hit two free throws back in the first quarter. She's got six in the quarter and eight in the game. And the foul was called on Rojas, her first, third team foul. And they may change that. The officials are congregating over something here and going to the scores table. Now maybe they're discussing whether that was a three-point bucket or not. They have changed the score, so they got it right, and that's what matters. So it's 39-12. We can go ahead and mark that back down as a three-pointer for Jamie Kissinger, who now has 14. Rebecca Stewart at the line to try and complete the three-point play. And it is on the way and dancing in. Got some substitutions in now for Minden. Here's Emily Malcolm checking into the game. Rouse is back in for Wood River. It looks like they have put Rowert back into the game. 40-12, Minden doing what they do. They have forced 19 turnovers so far in the half on Wood River. Baugh, right down the middle of the lane, puts it up off the square. It's too strong as it bounced out of the rim, and rebound brought down by Jamie Kissinger. Jamie gets it into the front court. Over on the left wing, Taylor, ball fake, drives baseline, wrap around to Malcolm underneath, shot won't go. Ball tapped out, Kissinger, Jamie, another rebound to Brooke, drives in, pulls up from 11 and scores. 6 points now for Brooke, and it's 42-12. Outlet pass into the front court. Rowert off the screen. Wrap around, tried to get it to Lure, but Taylor Kissinger stepped in front and made the steal. Taylor up ahead to Jamie. Jamie, 2-on-1, scores. And we're going to be at that 40-point mark a lot quicker than one would have anticipated the way the first quarter went. This was a 15-7 ball game. Since then, a 29-5 run. And I'll tell you what, the way the Eagles are moving the basketball, again, Coach Parlin's got to go, when we're taking on teams that aren't 21-0, if we would do this, we would be putting on runs because they are getting the ball up and down the floor. It's either going in for a layup or they're turning it over. And against most teams, those would not be turnovers as Alyssa Brown comes in for Wood River. And Wood River will have the basketball in Brown's hands. 2:40 to go, 44-12 here in the second quarter. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Baugh decides to shoot the three. It's too strong. And the rebound brought down by Emily Malcolm. Malcolm outlet pass to Taylor Kissinger. Kissinger runs into Lure. So she has to fire it into the paint. Gets it to sister Jamie. Jamie's going to be fouled in there by Jessica Rowert, her first and the team's fourth. Two free throws coming up here for Jamie Kissinger. Has not been to the line, but has 8 points in each quarter for a game high, 16. And the first free throw is on the way, and it is good. Checking back in, Alexis Burkhart. And the pace of the game just got to the Eagles, as it has to most of the teams this year that Minden's played. Second free throw, no good. And the rebound ripped down by Sam Lure. Lure needs somebody to pass it to. Uses her dribble up. Pass knocked away by Malcolm. Comes into the hands of Jamie Kissinger. Kissinger has to take it outside to Rouse, and they'll set it up. Brooke back to Jamie, off the screen for the three, and it is good. Three threes in the corner, and they're all from Jamie Kissinger, and it's 48-12, Minden. Sam Lure into the front court, and she came to a sudden stop, and Allie Rouse had no chance to get out of the way. She runs up the back, commits the foul, her second, that's the team's seventh. So we've got a 1-1 coming up here for Wood River. You have to watch it in person. I really believe, and that St. Cecilia overtime game is the only one that makes you think, but I think St. Cecilia might be the best team in C2. I mean, I know Crofton is awesome, but they're above average for this year as the free throw is up, and it is good. for Sam Luhr. And we'll see how it all plays out. They're going to have to get through sub-districts with undefeated Kearney Catholic next week. But I know they're ranked sixth in the all-class, but they might be better than that. Second free throw for Sam Luhr. Good. She's 4 of 4 at the line. She'll check out. Rojas is in. 48-14 minute, 1:57 to go. No team in girls basketball has dominated in the area like Minden has that I have ever seen. Off the pick, here comes Kissinger. Rojas stands her ground and blocks Jamie's shot. That'll be the first block shot of the game here for Wood River. So Minden will have to take it out underneath their own hoop. Jamie Kissinger to throw it in. They'll box the lane, crisscross the screens. Malcolm's covered, so they'll go to Brooke for a three in the left-hand corner. It's good. They just don't miss. Brooke Kissinger with her second three, 9 points in the game. 51 points here in the first half, 29 in this quarter. Fast break the other way. Burkhart puts up the runner. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Malcolm. Fast break up ahead to Denny. She'll lay it up. Probably a foul. They didn't call it. She'll get her own rebound. It's blocked out of bounds. And I'm not sure if that was Baugh that got a hand on it, but a block shot there, and it'll be out of bounds to Minden. And Wood River has not been afraid to play the pace that Minden wants. Some teams try to slow it down and limit the fast breaks, but not the case here. Wood River not going to back down as Taylor Kissinger, a long three on the way. No good. Rojas had the rebound, knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. It'll be Wood River basketball. That's the sixth board for Julia Rojas. For Minden, in this quarter, I have them 4 out of 7 from three-point land. That makes them 6 out of 11 in the basketball game. Three of those by Jamie Kissinger, 2 by Brooke, 1 by Taylor. And it will be basketball to the purple and white of Wood River. Two of the schools that purple is their primary color. As Baugh drives right side of the key, now takes it in. The runner is too strong, and Taylor Kissinger will grab the loose ball, bring it up the floor to Danny. Danny has her shot blocked by Jessica Rauert, and then we've got a jump ball, and the arrow will point the way of Wood River with 56 seconds to go here in quarter number two. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. First half stats. Preview of the boys game. We'll look at the girls sub-district matchups for next week, which became official today. Give you an update on how Creighton's doing with Butler on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Right now, the pass up ahead. They tried to get it to Baugh. Rebecca Stewart steps in and steals it. Up ahead to Taylor Kissinger. She's fouled. Her scoop shot hits the rim and goes in. And a chance for a three-point play for Taylor Kissinger. And the foul is going to be on Burkhart. That'll be her second and the team's fifth. And at the line to try to complete the three-point play is the freshman, Taylor Kissinger. And it's on the way, and it is good. So Taylor with 5 in the quarter, 12 in the game. It is 54-14, and there's that magic 40-point mark. So the entire second half, we're going to have that running clock, which means the game will move along. And if you're coming for the boys' game, you better get here early. I know the Minden fans are used to that, but Wood River fans just kind of keep that in mind. As Woodward steals the ball away, Woodward goes up the floor, 2-on-1 to the trailer. Rouse, the layup too strong. Rebound comes down to Stewart. Her leaner is back up and in. I tell you what, one of the reasons Minden is good is because they hustle, and everybody came back on that. They missed the layup, but they still had players there to follow and clean up the trash. At the other end, the ball's tipped out of bounds, so Wood River will take it out underneath their own hoop. Malcolm will check back in, and Jamie Kissinger will check out. Minden has had some great halves, but this is one of the better ones of the season. Looking, Baugh, looking, finally has to go to her outlet. Burkhead into the corner to Kelsey, left side, 15 seconds. Tries to get it over to Luhr, throws it over her head. And out of bounds. So down to 13 seconds to go here before halftime. And Minden's going to get one more chance to score. A rarity here. There's not a Kissinger on the floor for the Whippets. They'll get it into Jenna Denny. Denny fires it over to Rouse on the right side of the key. 8 seconds. Off the screen to Malcolm. Squares up. Goes left side. Denny tries to force it inside to Stewart. Knocked away. Back to Denny. Her shot at the horn. Partially blocked by Baugh. Good defense there by Wood River and did not allow a good shot to be put up by Minden. But the Minden girls have put up 56 points in the first half, including 34 here in the second quarter of play, showing their dominance once again. There's all kinds of festivities tonight. At halftime of this game, they're going to unveil the girls' golf championship banner. They'll put up the volleyball banner at halftime of the boys' game. It's senior night, and the Whippets are here to shine, and they are right now. It is Minden 56 and Wood River 14. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this timeout.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Champions. And welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium here in Minden, where we are at halftime. And your score, the undefeated top-ranked Minden girls, 56, and Wood River, 14. Minden's girls golf team is being honored here at halftime, and we'll tell you this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Boys game will be coming up next here, and for Minden and Wood River, you've got a couple of teams that are maybe headed in different directions. Minden is trying to snap a four-game losing streak against conference opponents, but three of those have been pretty close basketball games outside of the Ainsworth game. Ainsworth very good at 17-2. And for Wood River, they are having one of their better seasons since winning the Luplat Conference title back in 2007. They have been up and down this season, and in that very tough Luplat Conference, a team that was probably good enough to be in the quarters, but as deep as the conference was, they ended up being a 7 seed and losing to Donovan Trumbull in the quarterfinals. Wood River gets another crack at Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night, and then they wrap up the season in 1 week against Kennesaw on Friday the 21st. For the Minden boys, they will take on Broken Bow in what will again become a special game next Friday here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium. We'll take a look at the first half stats here in just a little bit, but more on that boys game that is coming up. Wood River has got a nice mixture of seniors, juniors, and sophomores that can get the ball up and down the floor, not afraid to shoot the basketball. And for Minden, they are still trying to kind of find their identity. They have been so good for so long, and now all of that is kind of catching up with them. Even the seniors haven't necessarily played a lot of varsity minutes before this season, but they only have a handful of seniors on the team, and hopefully there's some of their youngsters will be able to get things going next year. But this is not a bad Minden team at all. They've got some really good players like in the seniors with Jonas Levin and Jacob Choquette, Nick Werner, the junior, some pretty good basketball players, Mitch Muller, senior post. They will try and do some things tonight against Wood River in a game that will start maybe a little bit earlier than 7:45 because, again, we'll have the continuous running clock here in the girls' game with Minden already up by 40 points at the half. Sub-districts begin, as we told you, next week. The sub-districts will be played on Monday and then the semifinals Tuesday. And on Thursday, they'll be bringing home, of course, the sub-district final. And we'll be talking more about that as the week progresses. We will have the Minden games for you next week here on Classic Hits. Let's take a look in C1, the C110 at Kearney High. Brokenbow and Gibbon will play at 7 o'clock on Monday night, and the winner of that gets Minden at 6 o'clock on Tuesday with Kearney Catholic playing Centura. The C-19 is at Grand Island Northwest. Wood River will play St. Paul, who beat them earlier in the season in a game we had in overtime. That will be at 7 o'clock at Grand Island Northwest. The winner will play Central City with Adams Central and Grand Island Central Catholic also in that sub-district. Moving on to Class C-2, sub-districts right here at Minden. It will be Monday night, Donovan Trumbull playing Franklin. The winner will get Hastings St. Cecilia, and Blue Hill with just one loss will take on Southern Valley. Those games will be on the Breeze, 94.5. C-211 going on at Broken Bow. It'll be Ravenna and Stapleton McPherson County Tuesday night. Ord will play Arcadia Loup City in that four-team sub-district. Also a four-team sub-district in the C-27 at Fillmore Central. Superior will play Thayer Central, and Sandy Creek will take on Sutton. In Class D sub-districts, four teams in our immediate area at Hastings St. Cecilia. Four teams. Red Cloud plays Harvard. Shelton plays Heartland Lutheran on Tuesday. Also the D-18 at Ord Monday night. Burwell will play Twin Loop. The winner gets Sandhills Thedford, and South Loop will play Ansley Litchfield. We'll have the D-19 on ESPN Radio from Kearney Catholic. Monday, Axtell plays Amherst. The winner gets Overton, and Elm Creek plays Wilcox Hildreth. Also the D-110 at Southern Valley. Arapahoe draws Alma in the first round. Tuesday night in Southwest will play Cambridge. Finally, the D-2 sub-districts for teams in our listening area. The D-27, Monday night at Adams Central, Kennesaw will play Pleasanton. The winner of that gets Giltner, and Lawrence Nelson will play Silver Lake. The D-28 at Lexington, Loomis and Elwood will play on Monday. The winner gets Bertrand. SEM will take on Eustis Farnham. Here, it's halftime of our girls' game. Undefeated Minden, 56-14 over Wood River. We'll give you the numbers after this timeout.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's a rundown of our first half stats for Wood River. Kelsey Baugh, 2 points, two block shots. Alexis Burkhart, 2 points, two rebounds. Julia Rojas, 3 points, six rebounds and a block. Jessica Rauert, 2 points, a rebound and a block. Maddie Luer, 1.1 rebound. And Sam Luer, 4 of 4 at the line for her 4 points and five rebounds. 7 points in each quarter, 14 points, 15 rebounds. 6 out of 10 at the free throw line, 0 of 2 from three-point land. 4 blocks, but 24 turnovers in the first half for Wood River. For Minden, Addie Woodward has 2 points. Brooke Kissinger, 9 points and a rebound. Allie Rouse, a block shot. Jenna Denny, 2 points and a rebound. Taylor Kissinger, 12 points, three rebounds and a block. Jamie Kissinger, 20 points in the first half, four rebounds and two blocks. Rebecca Stewart, 11 points, six rebounds and a block. And Emily Malcolm, two rebounds. 22 points in the first quarter, 34 in the second quarter. At the half, undefeated Minden has 56 points, 17 rebounds, 6 of 8 from the free throw line, 6 of 11 from three-point land, 5 blocks, and 2 turnovers. It's Minden 56, Wood River 14, and you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations. The value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. There's no games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes, located at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or you can search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. The final few minutes on the court as seniors for Brooke Kissinger and her sister Jamie. They'll start with the ball here in the third quarter. We'll have the running clock, and it's 56-14 Minden at halftime. Back cut, try to get it to Jamie. The ball deflected by Burkhart, and coming down with a loose ball, Rojas, the third Minden turnover of the game. Burkhart, bounce pass is kicked, and it rolls out of bounds. It goes off of Minden, so Wood River will inbound a basketball. Same starters out there, Maddie Luer, Sam Luer, Rojas, Burkhart, and Baugh for Wood River. All three Kissingers, Rouse, and Stewart for Minden. In the right-hand corner with it is Burkhart. Burkhart, bounce pass, tries to get it to Luer. Jamie Kissinger steps in front and gets the steal. Kissinger into the front court to Brooke. Brooke on the right side of the key, starts to drive, gives it to Jamie in the corner. She'll take that pop three. It's no good. Follows her shot, and a collision on the floor is Kelsey Baugh, and a foul going to be called on Jamie Kissinger, trying to get the ball, ran over the top of Baugh. And for Jamie, that'll be her first personal foul. No real foul trouble. Two fouls on Allie Rouse and Brooke Kissinger for Minden and Alexis Burkhart for Wood River. Eagle basketball against the man-to-man. Same intensity out there for the Whippets. Burkhart comes to the right baseline, picks her dribble up, bounce pass inside to Baugh. Jamie Kissinger is there to block the shot and take it away. Third block for Kissinger. Up the floor, 4-on-2 to Stewart. The layup is good. 13 for Rebecca Stewart. And the first points of the second half belong to Minden. Into the front court with it. Dribbling off the screen. Ball screen right side. Baugh decides to back it back out. Gives it over to Luer. Her three-pointer comes up short for Maddie. Rebound to Taylor Kissinger. That'll be her fourth of the game. Long pass down to Jamie. Nobody covered her, and she'll lay it up and in. 22 points for Jamie Kissinger, and a timeout on the floor for Wood River. They've got one remaining. Coach Parlin does not want his team to throw the towel in, just keep playing basketball, and that'll be the message here. With 6:10 to go in the third quarter, Minden 60, Wood River 14.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
Wood River basketball out of their own timeout. They'll give it to Luer. Drives the baseline. Shot partially blocked down there by Jamie Kissinger. Coming up with a loose basketball, Rebecca Stewart. Outlet pass to Rouse in the front court. Hits the trailer. Stewart, she comes barreling down the lane and got hand-checked on the way to the hoop. And Rebecca will go to the line and shoot two. Even the posts can get up and down the floor in a hurry. And at the line, Stewart has hit three free throws tonight. 13 points, 7 rebounds. The foul on Baugh is her second. And the free throw is up and in by Rebecca Stewart. Minden has scored 60 or more points in all 21 of their games. Now, they were held to 55 in regulation against St. Cecilia. And Stewart hits them both. She's 5 of 5 at the line. They have went over the 80-point mark 3 times and made 90 against Southern Valley in the holiday tournament. And Southern Valley, remember, has 14 wins. So it's not like they're beating the Sisters of the Poor as they try to throw over the top of the defense. And Taylor Kissinger, the 6-footer, will put the paw up and steal the basketball up ahead to Stewart. Stewart drives, has the ball knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. It'll be Minden ball underneath their own hoop. Again, we want to thank the fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school hoops. The boys' game will be next. Minden cruising here. This is 15-7 late in the first quarter, and then Minden really started forcing the turnovers as the shot here, Kissinger, no good, out of bounds to Wood River. Problem for Wood River is their offense has stopped producing. I mean, 14 points is 14 points, but they had 7 of those midway through the first quarter. And they have yet to score here in the third quarter. Across the timeline, they'll get it to Burkhart. Tries to throw it to Luer in the corner. The ball is tipped and out of bounds. It'll stay with the Eagles. Checking in will be Jessica Rauert for Wood River. And Rojas will come out. All the while, the clock running. And finally, Wood River hustles back down to throw it in. Everybody thought that it was going to be Minden ball, so they headed to the other end of the court. Here's Baugh. Draws baseline. Tiptoes it, kicks it out to Luer, who goes back to Kelsey. He's got an open three, and it's good. A rare open look there for Wood River, and Kelsey Baugh able to knock down the first three of the game for the Eagles. That's her second bucket at the other end. A step up and under by Stewart, no good. Got her own rebound, then off balance, just throws it up, gets bailed out on the foul call, and Stewart will go to the line to shoot two. Foul is on Luer. Maddie, her first. That'll be the second foul here of the quarter. And two free throws now for Rebecca Stewart. It's on the way and bouncing around. Won't go. That's her first miss in 6 attempts. Rojas and Emily Loy now checking in. And the Rauerts will, or excuse me, the Luers will check out. And now Woodward comes in for Minden. And Rouse will check out. Rebecca Stewart now to shoot the second free throw. It's on the way, and it is good. Stewart with 5 1/4 and 16 in the game. 63-17, Minden. Wood River gets it across the timeline to Loy. Back to Baugh. Baugh sees a seam, drives down the right side of the lane, now comes out into the corner, tries to go cross-court to Rauert, overthrows her, and out of bounds it'll go. Rebecca Stewart checks right back into the game here. Or trying to get the basketball. I guess she never did check out. She was just getting the basketball by the scores table. And Minden will be back on the offense here. Senior night, top of the key, Jamie Kissinger for another three. That is no good. Rebound, Stewart back up, and it is good. Rebecca dominating the glass here. She's got 7 of her team's 9 points in the third quarter. Still putting on a little half-court trap. The ball is kicked. And Wood River will throw it in at midcourt. By the way, halftime, Creighton 37, Butler 34. That game is on ESPN, 1460 and 1550 AM. Brooke Kissinger went for the steal, didn't get it. Baugh drives, tries to kick it out of the wing to Burkhart and throws it out too far ahead of her. Alexis can't get to it, and out of bounds it goes. Minden will bring the ball into the front court here with Brooke Kissinger. Leading it 65-17. Brooke gives it off to Woodward. Dribbles to the right side of the key, over to Taylor. Taylor has some room, drives in, fouled by Rauert. Got on that inside hip and just decided to take her all the way to the rack. Finally, Rauert slapped her on the arm. Taylor will go to the line. She is 1 of 1. All 12 of her points were in the first half. And the free throw is on the way. In and out. No good. Here comes Sam Luer back into the game. Second free throw now. Coming up for Taylor Kissinger. And she squares it up and scores. And Taylor will check out of the basketball game. Jenna Denny back in. Clock continues to roll with 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Burkhart will bring the ball into the front court, or at least attempt to. Bounce pass to Rauert. Again, looks for the trailer. Able to get it to Loy. Emily on the left-hand side of the key. Picks her dribble up and passes it back out front to Burkhart. 10 seconds to Loy. Loy dribbles into the left-hand corner, tries the baseline, cut off. Nobody to pass it to. It's stolen away by Woodward. Up ahead to Brooke Kissinger. Comes in. Shot no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. Minden 66, Wood River 17. We head to the fourth quarter after this on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
Now you can definitely see what the running clock does. It really lowers the statistics. Minden outscored Wood River 10-3 there in the third quarter. Rebecca Stewart had 7 points. She's got 18 now. 22 for Jamie Kissinger, 13 for Taylor. The only bucket for Wood River was Kelsey Boss, 3. She now has 5. Wood River will get the ball to start the fourth quarter here at C.L. Jones. Starters still out there. Get it over to Luer. Maddie drives, goes backside to Sam. Ball tipped by Kissinger. Taylor can't get the steal, so they fire it down to Baugh. Got underneath, puts it up. Jenna Denny will be called for a foul. First foul on Denny, and at the line will be Kelsey Baugh to shoot two. Again, Wood River will play St. Paul at 7 o'clock Monday night at Grand Island Northwest, but tomorrow they go to Donovan Trumbull for their final regular season game. Free throw is no good. And coming in, Alyssa Brown for the Eagles. Second free throw. And it's in and out, no good. Rebound to Jamie Kissinger, her fifth. Jamie brings the ball up the floor. Stops the top of the circle. Now decides to keep on going. Knocked away, but it goes right to Taylor. Her shot deflected. Jamie grabs the loose ball. Kicks it out to Brooke. Top of the key, 3, no good. Rebound comes down to Kelsey Baugh. Baugh pushes it up the floor, doesn't have numbers, stops on the right wing, keeps the dribble, but backing up, and now falling down, and the ball goes out of bounds. 30 turnovers for Wood River. And here comes Sloan Tarks for the Eagles. And coming out of the ball game is going to be Jamie Kissinger for Minden, and that's probably it. Coach Cremosa going to bring out Jamie and Brooke on two separate times, I assume, as Brooke decides to drive and get one more bucket here at C.L. Jones. That's 11. And up the floor, Kelsey Baugh. Baugh stops and gives it over on the left side of the key to Brown. Her pass taken away up the floor. They'll go to Woodard. Her shot blocked. Baugh. How about Baugh? All 5-3 of her. That's her third block shot. And up the floor come the Eagles. Baugh wraps it around to Maddie Luer, right side of the key, tries to get it underneath. The ball deflected again. Here comes Taylor Kissinger. Up ahead to Woodard. She'll lay it up and score. Second bucket for Addie Woodard. And Minden has hit the 70-point mark with 6 minutes to go. Brown in the front court, extending that zone trap. The Minden Whippets lob it down to the baseline. The pass is behind Luer. Good save there by Tarks. Gets it back to Luer. Her shot partially blocked and a foul called on Rebecca Stewart. That'll be her second. And at the line to shoot two will be Maddie Luer, 1 of 2 for her only point of this basketball game. More subs set to come in. The free throw is good for Maddie Luer. And checking in for Minden, we've got Allie Rouse, Emily Malcolm, and Josie Madsen, and Brooke Kissinger checks out of the ball game. Taylor Kissinger checks out of the ball game. They need one more, and now Jenna Denny checks out of the basketball game. All this time, the clock continues to roll, and waiting to shoot her second free throw is Maddie Luer. Maddie puts it up, and too strong that time. Rebound comes down to Emily Malcolm, her third. Gives it over to Addie Woodward. Woodward brings it across the timeline, 70-18, Minden, 4:40 to go. Top of the key, Stewart, ball fake. Rojas tipped it away. Ball is loose. It's out of bounds. It is off of Minden. And coming in for Wood River, here's Sierra Huxtable and Sam Luer back in. Minden ball in the backcourt, or Wood River ball in the backcourt. Minden will put a little token pressure on Alexis Burkhart. And Burkhart will bring the ball across the timeline. Don't forget, when we're done, the Bisco Sports postgame show, final stats, and then on to the boys' game. Here's a back cut to Huxtable. Huxtable runs into the double team, kicks it back out to Burkhart. Alexis knocked out of her hands by Woodard. It's loose, fight for it, still loose, and finally Woodard will gain possession. Up the floor, they'll find it, Rouse. Rouse pulls up from 18. Her shot is good. Allie Rouse doesn't have to shoot the ball very much, but gets a chance there and hits the bucket, her first of the game, 72-18. Here's Huxtable. Left-hand wing brings it down to the baseline, then dribbles it right back out to Sam Luer, guarded there by Josie Mattson. And the pass stolen away once again by Woodard. To the other end, the layup is good. And Addie with 6 points in the basketball game and a timeout by Minden to get some players in the game. Brought to you by Joe Methy. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance Kearney. 3:22 to go in the basketball game. Minden 74, Wood River 18. We'll be right back.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium here in Minden, where we have 3:22 remaining in the basketball game. And it is 74-18 Minden. They were up 22-7 after one, 56-14 at halftime. Kelsey Bob dribbles the ball into the front court here for the Eagles as we play out the string. To Burkhart, cuts to the right side, tries to wrap it into Rojas. The pass is off the mark, and Madsen will come away with the steal. Now in for Minden is Janae Boudreau. Boudreau up the floor, has it tipped away. Also in is Maddie Hoskins. So you've got Lily Steen in there, also Malcolm, and staying in is Madsen. Inbounds pass comes to Hoskins, and the ball knocked away from behind. Up the floor comes the outlet pass to Rowert. Rowert underneath, short jumper for Jessica is up and in. Her second bucket of the ball game. 74-20. Minden with Boudreau bringing the ball up on Burkhart. Takes a funny bounce and a timeout so that they don't get a 10-second call. Coach Cremosa wanting to tell his youngsters, you got to go back and help her out. So another timeout on the floor. We'll take it with them and be right back.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Again, thank you to Athletic Director Phil Hoyt and the sponsors. As the boys' game will be coming up next, the Minden girls continue to do what they do. They're going to be 22-0 to wrap up the regular season. First undefeated regular season, I believe, in Minden history. With it is Woodard. Gets it into the hands of Steen. Lily to Jenny Denny. Jenna Denny comes down the lane, puts the runner up. It's off the heel, no good. Ball falls into the hands of Lures. Sam trying to go coast to coast, but Minden a little too quick. Woodard makes the steal. Up ahead to Denny. Denny contested, takes the runner with a hand in her face there by Tarks. It goes out of bounds off Wood River. Hoskins back in. Boudreaux back in for Wood River. Brown back in. Minute 40 and counting to go. Final home game for the Minden Whippets. At least for the girls, the boys are home next week against Broken Bow. And the ball knocked away in there for Wood River. Lily Wodacheski. Wodacheski, I believe, was the one that got the ball last time, not Lure. So we'll give her credit for that. Underneath, they try to get it to Cassie Watovic. Knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. On the floor for Wood River, Huxtable, along with Loy, Tarks. And you have got Watovic out there, and Watovic knocks it away. Watovic trying to go to the other end. Her runner no good, got her own rebound, and she is fouled. And Cassie will go to the line, and with 50 seconds and running, we may not get any more plays if she hits the free throws, 1-1. What a chance to pick up some points here for the sophomore, Cassie Watovic. Two-shot foul, the first one no good. 30 seconds to go. Second free throw for Watovic. On the way, and it is off the iron, no good. Rebound grabbed by Steen. Steen will find her teammate and guard Maddie Hoskins, midcourt with 18 seconds to go. Hoskins over to Boudreaux, looking for one more shot here. Top of the key to Malcolm. Malcolm left-hand dribble, gives it into the corner to Hoskins. 7 seconds to go. Madsen to Boudreaux. Boudreaux knocked out of her hands, and that will be the end of the basketball game. And the final score, Minden 74 and Wood River 20. We have the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats and more coming your way after this timeout on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wood River, Minden, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing. New cars, used cars, new pickups, and used pickups. Even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from auto owners insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium, where it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports keeping you geared up for the games for years and will continue to do so from their storefront location in Ord. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. And right now, it is senior night here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium, and the Minden Whippets have Brooke and Jamie Kissinger as their seniors. And they have just completed an undefeated regular season for the first time in school history. And, of course, with all the honors that these two seniors have, Jamie going to the University of San Diego, Brooke to Illinois to play their college basketball. They have taken, I mean, Minden's basketball and their girls' sports have been good, but they have taken them to a new level, and they are being honored right here tonight. Let's take a look at our final numbers. First off, for Wood River, Kelsey Baugh, 5 points, one rebound, and three blocked shots. Alexis Burkhart, 2 points, two rebounds. Lily Wodicheski, one rebound. Julia Rojas, 3 points, six rebounds, and a block. Jessica Rauer, 4 points, one rebound, one block. Maddie Luhr, 2 points, one rebound. Cassie Watovic had a rebound, and Sam Luhr, 4 points, and a team-high seven rebounds. With that continuous running clock in the second half, not near as many stats out there, so 15 rebounds in the first half, five of the second. Free throw shooting, 6 of 10 in the first half, 1 of 6 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first half, and 1 of 2 in the second half. Turnovers for Wood River, 24 in the first half, 12 in the second half. Wood River had 14 points at halftime, 6 in the second half, and Wood River will finish with 20 points, 20 rebounds, 7 out of 16 at the free throw line, 1 of 4 from 3-point land, 5 blocks, but 36 turnovers. Wood River, 7 and 14, and the Lady Eagles will play at Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night and start sub-districts Monday against St. Paul at Grand Island Northwest at 7 o'clock. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for Minden after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Now's the time to buy at Killian Motors in Kearney. The President's Day sale is going on through the month of February. Stop in and see what great deal you can qualify for. Maybe loyalty cash, customer cash, bonus cash, or 0% interest. With the President's Day sale going on now at Killian's, you can save bigger than you imagine. Plus, don't forget, we have a great selection of late model trade-ins to choose from. Stop and see why we are the place where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Here's a look at the final numbers now for the Minden Lady Whippets. Addie Woodward, 6 points. Allie Rouse, 2 points and a block shot. Brooke Kissinger, 11 points, one rebound in her final home game. Jenna Denny, 2 points and a rebound. Taylor Kissinger, 13 points, four rebounds and a block shot. Lily Steen had a rebound. Emily Malcolm, 3 rebounds. Rebecca Stewart, 18 points, a team-high 9 rebounds and a block. And Jamie Kissinger, in her final home game, leads the way with 22 points. She had 6 rebounds and 4 blocks. 17 rebounds in the first half, 8 of the second half. Free throw shooting, 6 of 8 in the first half and 4 of 6 in the second half of play. 3-point shooting, 6 of 11 in the first half and 0 of 3 in the second half. Turnovers, 2 in the first half and 3 in the second half. Minden had 56 points at halftime. With the running clock in the second half, they had 18, and the Whippets finished with 74 points, 25 rebounds, 10 out of 14 at the free throw line, 6 of 14 from 3-point land, 7 block shots, 5 turnovers, and Minden completes a perfect regular season at 22-0 with a 74-20 win over Wood River. Minden will take on the winner of the Broken Bow Gibbon game Tuesday at 6 o'clock, Kearney High School, right here on Classic Hits in the sub-district semifinal. We'll be back to wrap things up after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Men's college basketball, Michigan State leading Northwestern 65-46 with 11.5 to go in the game. And currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550, Creighton is in a battle. Creighton 54, Butler 52 with 10.5 minutes to go in the game. We'll take about a 15-minute break and then be back with our boys' contest between Wood River and Minden.